Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Today's program is about British blues. And British blues, there's a pretty good history about British blues. You know, it started pretty much in the late 50s and early 60s. And what happened really is, you know, the blues were very famous in the States pretty much through the 50s, late 50s, early 60s. And it kind of fell out of favor, especially in the big cities. A lot more polished sound came out. You know, Motown, you started getting, you know, Diana Ross and Smokey Robinson, and those, you know, they just set apart, and people figure, you know, blues music, that's just old stuff. It's really not that good. But the whole time this was going on, while the American servicemen were over in Europe and England, they brought records with them, and they had records imported. You know, mostly the African American soldiers over there had the American records imported, and then the Navy guys and the Merchant Marine guys, they had records, and they would sell them to the British guys, and they really loved this music. So when it started to fall out of favor in the United States, they picked it up and they ran with it. And you think about the rock and roll groups, you know, that are so famous right now. They all started playing blues. You think about Fleetwood Mac. People don't think about Fleetwood Mac as a blues band. When they started off, they were nothing but blues. 10 years After and Free. Those were just fabulous bands. You talk about the Yardbirds and the Animals. The British Invasion, you know, the Stones and the Beatles and all that. But it was really the precursor to it because they all started playing blues. And when they first started, it was just pretty like America. They liked the older part. They liked the Delta blues and acoustic, and that's what they did. You know, groups like the Stones and the Animals. But then they, just like in America, they started evolving toward the electric sound. They started liking Chicago blues. They started using larger amps, distortion, and they're, of course, heavily influenced by the Three Kings. And it evolved in what is called British rock. John Mayall took the lead. You know, they wanted a more driving sound, a louder sound, a little bit more distortion. Gibson Les Paul guitars and Marshall amplifiers. And you think about the bands like Cream and Fleetwood Mac and 10 Years After and even Bad Company back in the day. You know, they just loved to play blues. Let's get back into some more some British blues here. Mr. Gary Moore, he's a, well, I say British, he's Irish, but he's one of the most powerful guitar players I've ever heard, and one of my famous. And if you want to know what a Gibson Les Paul and a Marshall Stack sounds like, listen to this one.
So easy to give my heart away, but I found out the hard way there's a price you have to pay. I found out that love was no friend of mine. I should have known. Time after time, so long, it was so long ago, but I've still got the blues for you. Used to be so easy. Thank you.
That was Mr. Peter Green and Walking Blues. Peter Green, very, very good guitarist. Another guitarist many people haven't heard of. You've heard his music, you just don't know his name. He grew up on London's west side. Excuse me, he grew up on the east end of London. And he was very heavily influenced Chicago blues and especially the Three Kings. You know, it seems like every time we start talking about blues, we keep coming back to the Three Kings. I like that. He joined John Mayall's blues band, like most guitar players did back there when he wanted to learn to play some blues. And he actually replaced Eric Clapton, and he was only 19 years old when he joined that band. That's pretty cool. And he later was a founding member of Fleetwood Mac when they were nothing but a blues band. And he recorded with Carlos Santana, the member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and a Rolling Stones greatest guitar players ever. He is ranked number 58. Before that, we had Mr. Gary Moore, who is probably my favorite British blues musician. Well, I say British, he's Irish. Yeah, I think the Irish people take offense to that, but I'm not sure. He's considered one of the finest musicians the British Isles has ever produced. And you might think hear some of his later rock and roll work with Thin Lizzy, you know, the boys are back in town and everything. That's all him. And he ended up playing with Coliseum 2, and he's also original guitar player for Skid Row. I said before the song started, you know, the British blues, everybody talks about a Gibson Les Paul guitar and a Marshall amplifier. And that just pretty much sums up the whole sound of Gary Moore. He's a world-class guitar player, and he is equaled by almost no one, in my opinion. Hey, let's get right back into it. I said earlier, you know, the group Free, the lead singer was Paul Rodgers. He ended up going to in Bad Company, and he started off just like all them other blues, British guys, playing the blues. Here is Talking Guitar Blues from Mr. Paul Rodgers of Bad Company.
Take you for your money, then they tell I ride 21 coats and long train I ride 21 coats and long train I ride 21 coats and long one I love is on the train gone and it takes a worried man to sing a worried song it takes worried man, say worried song. Takes worried man, sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I round my ankles, 21 links of chain. I round my ankles, 21 links of chain. On this one is engraved my name. Well, it takes a worried man, sing a worried song. It takes a worried man, sing a worried song. It takes a worried man, sing a worried song. I'm worried now, baby, but I won't be worried. Down to sleep. When I crossed the river, let me down to sleep. When I woke up, I was shackles on my feet. Well, it takes a worried man, sang a worried song. Oh Lord, it takes a worried man, sang a worried song. I went across that river, led me down to sleep. When I woke, oh, I woke up, there were shackles on my feet. Train that I ride, 21 coats and load. Train that I ride, 21 coats and load.
Worried Man Blues from Mr. Van Morrison. What a unique vocalist, and what a great vocalist. You know, he's a guy that really, he marches to the beat of a different drummer. He's from Northern Ireland. Now, not to give a geography lesson here, but you know, there's Ireland, and then there's Scotland, and then there's Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is just not the northern part of Ireland. Ireland is actually a country in itself. The United Kingdom as Britain and Scotland and Northern Ireland. Ireland itself is not part of the United Kingdom. I don't know why I said that, but you know, people think Northern Ireland, it's just a northern area. Think about West Virginia, you know, it's a whole different state. But Van Morrison, like I said, he marched to the beat of a different drummer, and he mixed everything. You know, his style, it was pretty much a fusion. R&B, jazz, blues, and a lot of Celtic folk. And you think about the variety of music that he said he was influenced by. Okay, when he was a young kid, he listened to the blues of Muddy Waters. He listened to the gospel of Mahalia Jackson, the folk of Woody Guthrie, and the country of Hank Williams Sr. That's a pretty good variety right there. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993, and he was inducted and presented by Ray Charles, probably my favorite musician ever. Oh, how cool is that? He was awarded an Officer of the British Empire for his services to music. He had 5 Grammy nominations and 2 victories. Well, I'll say wins, victories. And before that was Talking Guitar Blues from Paul Rodgers. Most people remember Paul Rodgers from Bad Company, and he is my personal favorite male rock singer ever. If I had to go play one gig and play one song, and he said, you could sound like one person, I said, I want to sound like Paul Rodgers. You know, he's with Bad Company. Before that, he was Free. Their big hit was All Right Now, and they had a really good guitarist named Paul Gassoff. The song Shooting Star from Bad Company was written about Paul Gassoff after his death. Well, actually, it was written before his death. And they didn't tell Paul Rodgers on stage that, you know, he had died that day when he was singing with Bad Company. They didn't tell him that Paul had passed away because they knew he wouldn't be able to sing it if he got that news. So the last time he sang the song about him, you know, he died shortly after. And then Rolling Stone, Paul Gassoff, Rolling Stone rated him as the 55th greatest rock guitar of all time. And Paul Rodgers has a very bluesy and soulful voice. He later on went and teamed up with Jimmy Page and formed a band called The Firm with that song Radioactive. And like I said, if I could sound like one guy, just one guy, it would have to be Paul Rodgers. Hey, well, let's keep going. We got some music right now. Another band most people think of as a blues band, think of as a rock band. Let's see, how about some Foghat?
Head out on the road, down to the crossroads, lay down this heavy load. Fortune is waiting, and you know what to do. Playing Chuck Berry on Electric Avenue. The Nocturnes were rocking all the pubs, dreaming about Chicago and wonder haunting clubs. Alan Wolf and Walter Buddy and all the rest, squeezing my guitar, wanting to be the best. Golden platinum future, paying my dues, playing the hoodoo on Electric Avenue. Everything starts to happen like a runaway train. Everybody wanting something they can't even call your name. All I want is a slow ride to get me through. Just crank my amp and click my heels. Electric Avenue. Another line of true blue soldiers singing the song. Young hearts beating a rhythm that just can't be denied. We're all here in the blues choir, children, let's get sanctified. Mojo doesn't die away, still runs through and through. A memory of a blues man from Electric Avenue. Mojo doesn't die away, still runs through and through. A memory of a blues man from Electric Avenue.
The church house, get down on my bended knee. Deacon Jones, pray for me. Deacon Jones, please pray for me. Maybe there ain't no hell, maybe there ain't no hell, maybe there ain't no heaven, no burning hell. No! To the crossroads with no devil, will I make a deal? Maybe there ain't no hell, no burning hell. Maybe there ain't no heaven, no burning hell.
That was Mr. Tom Jones with Burning Hell. Ain't no hell but a burning hell. Yes, I said that correctly. That was Mr. Tom Jones, Mr. Vegas himself. People think of Tom Jones. They think about, you know, it's not unusual to be loved by anyone. They think about him with his tight polyester pants, his platform shoes, and gyrating his hips in Vegas. But his first love, like most of these guys, the British rock guys, they love blues. He loved blues. He played Vegas pretty much 5-6 days a week from 1967 to 2011. AllMusic described his voice as full-throated, robust, and baritone. He sang everything from pop, show tunes, R&B, country, dance, soul, but his first true love was the blues. He sold over 100 million records. And he's also influenced by, you know, Little Richard and Jackie Wilson and Jerry Lee Lewis. And his really true love was Ray Charles, back when Ray Charles was considered a blues artist. Before that was Foghat. Most people don't think of Foghat as a blues band. You think about, you know, Slow Ride. But they started off playing blues like all the other British guys did. That song was called On Tonsils and Sneakers. You know, how'd they come up with that? I really don't know. But the song is a tribute to Lonesome Dave Peverett. He passed away in 2000, and he always wore shiny gold or silver sneakers on stage, so they call the song On Tonsils and Sneakers. Foghat formed in London in 1971. They started off as a three-piece band, you know, with Dave Peverett, and they all left a band called Savoy Brown, who was a big blues British band at the time. Later on, they added Black Cat Bones on Electric Slide, and then they became the lineup we know right now, Foghat, Slow Ride. A nonsense name, Foghat, and so, you know, how did they come up with the name Foghat? Well, it all started, they were playing Scrabble, and someone formed the word Foghat. And they argued all night if it was a word or not. And I don't know if they ever decided whether it was a word or not, but that's how they named their band. Go figure that one. Hey, we got a little bit more to go. When you think about British blues, what's the one guitar player you think about? You think about Mr. Eric Clapton. And how many times have I mentioned the Three Kings? Well, here's Mr. Eric Clapton doing some Freddie King.
I'm tall down. I'm on the most level with the ground. I'm tall down. To jump in, my baby showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, I'm tall down, almost level with the ground. Why do I feel like this when my baby can't be found? Love you, babe, with all my heart and soul. Love like mine will never grow old. Love you in the morning and in the evening too. Every time you leave me, I get mad at you. And I'm tore down, I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. Want me to? I really don't believe that your love is true. When I'm tore down, I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby can't be found. I'm tore down, I'm almost level with the ground. And I'm tore down. Can't be found.
as Mr. Joe Bonamassa, I gave up everything for you except the blues. That's right. That's what it's actually spelled. C-E-P-T. I always try to throw a twist with the last song of the program. You know, this is about Bridges Blues, but Joe Bonamassa is from the United States. He's from upstate New York. You know, he's a child prodigy. He actually toured B.B. King when he was a young teenager, I think 13 or 14 years old. And he pretty much carries the torch for the blues today. And he's more, and the reason I put him last is he said he was more influenced by the British blues. You know, the British blues, you bet American blues back in the day, Muddy Waters and Lightning Hopkins and Howlin' Wolf, if they made a mistake on the record, they just played on through it. And it kind of gave the song character. They played through a mistake. But when you got to the British blues, it wasn't that way. The British blues, you know, everything was precise. Everything was no mistakes, very clean. And Joe Bonamassa and Gary Moore are the perfect example of that. Before that, we heard Freddie King's I'm Tore Down, but it was performed by Mr. Eric Clapton. Like I said earlier, if you think of what is British blues, you think what is a British blues guitar player, it's got to be Mr. Eric Clapton. His story pretty much tells itself. He first arrived on the scene as the first guitar player for the Yardbirds, when the Yardbirds was a blues band. He left the Yardbirds, joined John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, like so many others did. And then he left there and he joined Cream, who, you know, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Cream. Now, in fact, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice as a member of Cream, maybe three times. Cream, the Yardbirds, and as a solo artist. And then he was with Derek and the Dominoes, Danny and Molly and Friends, and of course, everybody knows his solo work. Well, that's it for today's show. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in and listening. I can't thank you enough. If you have any questions, comments, drop us a line, WVFFradio.com. And even better, if you consider yourself a historian of the blues and some of the stuff I'm saying maybe you think is inaccurate, let us know. And who knows, maybe we get you in the studio one day and you can come in too and talk about blues. That's what we do. Everyone is welcome. WVFFradio.com and just drop us a line. Let us know. This is it for Red, White, and Blues. My name is Johnny Cox, and I had a fabulous time today. I hope you did too. Tune in next week for another program. This is WVFF 97.7.